Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. At the neurological level, there is often little difference between watching an action and actively engaging in it. But as Lisa Azizadeh, assistant professor of cognitive neuroscience at the University of Southern California, explains, that depends on how we feel about the person being watched.
We use our own body representations to understand the actions and intentions of other people. That is, when I see someone open a bottle of champagne, my brain actually goes through some of the same processes for when I open a bottle of champagne myself. This helps us understand the meaning and intent of other people's actions. However, what remains unknown is to what extent you use your own body representations to understand people that are different from yourself. If your body or personality is highly different from another person, do you still try to match the other person to yourself in order to understand them? Or is there an implicit revulsion in matching the bodies and actions of people that are highly dislikable onto your own body representations? We tried to answer this question by looking at the brain activity of Jewish individuals while inside an fMRI scanner, as they watched videos of anti-Semitic neo-Nazis performing simple actions, like reaching for a cup. Prior to scanning, all participants were given extensive background stories of the atrocities that the neo-Nazis had committed. By using both participants and actors who were Caucasian, we could look at the effect of likability without looking at effects of race or gender. What we found is that, in fact, the way that you activate your own body regions when viewing people you dislike is different than when you view people you like. In particular, this effect was found in the ventral premotor cortex, a part of the brain that is commonly active when you perform an action or watch someone else make the same action. It's a strong indication of the role emotions play on basic brain functions. Whether or not you like the person that you are looking at modifies the way you process their actions, even for something as simple as reaching for a cup.
That was Lisa Azizadeh of the University of Southern California. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.